A Republican candidate for a House seat in Pinellas County is calling on Ray Sansom to resign from the legislature. Fabian Calvo owns a real estate investment trust and a property management company in Clearwater. He also hosts a daily radio talk show on WTAN 1340 AM in the afternoons. And now he's one of three candidates to enter the District 45 seat, currently held by Tom Anderson of Dunedin, who will lead the seat next year because of term limits. Calvo says that Sansom, currently awaiting trial on charges of perjury in connection with his handling of millions of dollars in public monies for a project at Northwest Florida State College that benefited a friend and financial donor, must go. WMNF spoke with Calvo yesterday.
I'm running because for multiple reasons. One of them is really for my children, ensuring that they have the same opportunity that Florida has given me. And in order for that opportunity to be created, we need to make sure that we have leadership that conducts themselves in ethical ways. I believe in the Republican Party. I believe in the principles of the Republican Party dearly. And I believe that Ray Sansom still being in a leadership position in the Republican Party is a black eye on the Republican Party of Florida. So for that, he needs to step down, and I believe he needs to step down immediately.
Fabian Calville, what do you make of many of Ray Sansom's colleagues in the legislature who have been very supportive of him even after this indictment came down? In fact, we had Tampa Representative Kevin Ambler a few weeks ago at a Tiger Bay event slam the whole grand jury process, said the media and everybody was out to get Ray Sansom, and that he thought Ray Sansom was innocent, basically.
You know, Mitch, I can't speak for them. I could only speak for myself. I can tell you that after reviewing what's taken place, I feel that he's conducted himself in an ethical way. Whether or not the jury comes down with a guilty or not guilty verdict, that's for a jury of his peers to decide. I fully respect the fact innocent until proven guilty. However, I believe he has conducted himself in an ethical way. And because of that, it's a stain on the Republican Party of Florida. And moving forward, The times are just so critical, Mitch, that we don't have time for these types of charges to be dealt up to the Republican Party. If we want to be a party, a majority party, that offers an alternative solution, that offers an alternative idea, then we have to be clear and free of all unethical practices, for the voters truly trust us as the party that can solve problems and present ideas.
Fabian Calvo, let me ask you this. You're running to be a state legislator. Republicans nationwide are kind of in trouble these days, but not in Tallahassee, where they basically still have a very strong majority in the House and Senate. But a lot of people feel that things aren't going well or up in Tallahassee. If you were elected, what would you try to do different than what's going on right now up there?
You know, well, I think one of the biggest two things that are really big for me. One of them is how the federal government is getting larger and larger, and how Florida, I feel, needs to follow in line with other states that have moved forward with the resolution claiming state sovereignty, that the federal government is responsible for what the Constitution says for their role, and then we as the state of Florida, we should be the ones making the decisions over other issues. This budget deficit, I don't feel that it is a curse. It's actually, I believe, an opportunity for us to streamline government, make it more effective, and at the end of the day, allow Floridians to keep more of their private property, which is their money, their hard-earned money, instead of paying it to a state government that has continuously grown government, and now we're seeing the ramifications of that.